Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The geopolitical rivalry between the U.S. and China looms over this weekend's gathering of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Cambodia. President Biden will attend the summit to promote U.S. interests in a region where China is also working to expand its influence. Biden's due to meet face-to-face with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali on Monday. The Biden administration is also casting the U.S. as a world leader on combating climate change. Biden said as much earlier today at the climate conference in Egypt.
We immediately rejoined the Paris Agreement. We convened major climate summits and reestablished. I apologize if you ever pulled out of the agreement.
Now Biden turns his attention to the gathering in Cambodia, the first such in-person meeting since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. Two new Omicron subvariants of the coronavirus are now dominant in the United States, according to estimates released today by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Here's NPR's Rob Stein.
According to the CDC's estimates, the Omicron subvariants known as BQ1 and BQ1.1 have now replaced BA5 as the most common viruses spreading in the U.S. Scientists have been keeping a close watch on the new subvariants because they are among the most adept yet at evading immunity people have from previous infections and vaccinations. That means they could help fuel yet another winter surge as the weather gets colder and people start gathering and traveling for the holidays. The good news is the new subvariants don't seem to make people any sicker than the previous strains. Rob Stein, NPR News.
States find out today if the Biden administration plans to further extend the current public health emergency, which is set to expire in 60 days. So far, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has made no formal announcement about whether it plans to renew the emergency declaration that took effect January of 2020 at the onset of the pandemic. A top U.S. border official is being forced out of his job. NPR's Joel Rose reports it's a sign of mounting tension within the administration after a year of record migrant apprehensions at the southern border.
The head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection has been asked to resign or face being fired. CBP Commissioner Chris Magnus said in a statement to the Los Angeles Times and the Washington Post that he had refused the request to step down from the Secretary of Homeland Security, the cabinet member who oversees CBP. DHS and CBP did not respond to requests for comment. The number of migrant apprehensions at the southern border climbed to a record high of more than 2 million last year, fueling attacks from Republicans that the Biden administration's border policies are too lenient. It's been less than a year since Magnus was confirmed by the Senate after serving as a police chief in Tucson, Arizona. Joel Rose, NPR News.
It's NPR. The giant cryptocurrency exchange FTX is seeking bankruptcy protection following a wave of customer withdrawals amid reports FTX had allegedly mishandled customer funds and was under federal investigation. It issued a statement today saying that its affiliated crypto trading fund Alameda Research and a slew of other FTX group companies have also begun bankruptcy proceedings. FTX CEO and co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried, the 30-year-old whose wealth was estimated by Forbes to be around $17 billion just a couple months ago, has resigned. A federal judge in Texas says President Biden's student loan debt forgiveness program is unconstitutional. NPR's Corey Turner reports a judge says it lacks congressional authority and is unlawful.
Judge Mark Pittman, who was appointed by President Trump, wrote that President Biden's debt relief program is a complete usurpation of congressional authority. The Biden administration had argued that Congress gave the president the authority to erase student debts in a law known as the HEROES Act. The judge, though, disagreed and essentially ordered that the program be dissolved. The administration has already appealed to the Fifth Circuit, which has a reputation for being the most conservative federal appeals court in the country. The plaintiffs in the suit are two borrowers, one who is frustrated because her loans don't qualify for relief, and one who does qualify but believes he should be eligible for more relief. Corey Turner, NPR News.
The NASDAQ Composite Index closes up 1.8%, ending at 11,323. The Dow is up 32 points. This is NPR News.